This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in a changing global landscape, BRICS has a vital role in deepening security cooperation and addressing shared challenges from terrorism and cybersecurity to emerging technologies. Prime Minister Modi met national security advisors and senior security officials of BRICS countries, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa in New Delhi last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from the Amir of the State of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The Qatar Amir expressed condolences over the loss of lives of Indian nationals in the accident at Ras Laffan Industrial City in Qatar and conveyed his wishes for the speedy recovery of those injured. Mr. Modi thanked the Qatari leader for his words of sympathy for the affected families and appreciated the prompt medical assistance extended to the injured. The two leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to ensuring the well-being and safety of their citizens and reiterated their solidarity and support for each other. The Ministry of External Affairs has confirmed the death of 12 Indian citizens in an explosion in Qatar. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Radhir Jaiswal said, a total of 66 people were injured in the incident and are currently receiving medical treatment.
We lost 12 of our nationals in the tragedy in Ras Laffan gas field where an explosion happened. Several other people have also been injured. I'm told that some 66 people are injured across nationalities. We don't know exactly how many of them are Indian nationals, but all those people who are injured are safe. We are talking to the local authorities for the identification of the mortal remains, as also for the transportation of mortal remains to India. We are also in touch with the family members of those who have died in this very unfortunate accident.
Meanwhile, Tamil Nadu government has set up a helpline to assist people affected by the fire tragedy in Qatar. Chief Minister C. Joseph Vijay has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. President Draupadi Murmu presented the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. Journalist P. Narayanan, tennis legend Vijay Amrit Raj, actors Mammootty and R. Madhavan, and singer Alka Yagnik are among the decorated recipients. This year, the government had announced a total of 131 Padma Awards. These include 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan, and 113 Padma Shri Awards. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, continuous meaningful work is underway on subjects like post-harvest management in agriculture, value addition, export promotion, water management, use of modern technology, and increasing farmers' income. The minister participated in the Interministerial Conference on Transformation of Indian Agriculture held at Krishi Bhavan in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said, this summit witnessed serious and useful deliberations on transforming the country's agricultural landscape. The Indian National Center for Ocean Information Services has started issuing special bulletins on how the ongoing El Nino may affect maritime sectors. The first bulletin was released in Hyderabad by Chevella MP Konda Vishweshwar Reddy. It said the El Nino is gradually strengthening and is likely to peak between November 2026 and January 2027. Sea surface temperatures in the Indian Ocean are expected to stay above normal until May 2027. Secretary West in the External Affairs Ministry, C.B. George, represented India at the National Day celebrations of Luxembourg yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. George said that he highlighted the upward trajectory of the long-standing partnership between the two nations. Mr. George also reaffirmed the commitment to further strengthening the partnership across diverse sectors, including trade, investment, digital technologies, fintech, space and people-to-people connect. India and the United States opened high-level trade talks to salvage and recalibrate a proposed bilateral trade agreement after changes in U.S. tariff policy disrupted a framework negotiated earlier this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer and U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore in New Delhi yesterday. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, the group K-clash between Portugal and Uzbekistan is underway at Houston in United States. Portugal is leading 2-0 against Uzbekistan. In group clash, England will face Ghana in Boston, US at 1:30 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.